Connections are the currency of the fashion industry. Networking lays the foundation for your future career, which means you have to learn how to be good at it, or at the very least, practice until it feels a little bit more comfortable.
Hey, I'm Maria Hedian, a former corporate professional turned CEO and fashion career educator. At 15, I decided I was going to be in the fashion industry and set out to find my path, no matter what that took. With zero industry contacts, I worked job after job, some of them completely unpaid, in order to find my way into this exclusive industry. Knowing the hardships of getting into the fashion industry firsthand, I took 20 plus years of personal experiences and turned them into tools to help you turn your passion into confidence and your dreams into reality. Join me each week as we discuss all of your career questions and identify behind-the-scenes industry strategies and techniques. Every episode is designed to help you take immediate action that will take your fashion career to the next level. Together, we will make your fashion career dreams a reality. This is Into the Fashion Industry.
Welcome back to the Into the Fashion Industry Career Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Hedian, and today we're going to be diving into networking strategies specifically for recent grads or those of you heading into your last year of school. Contrary to what a lot of people think, networking isn't just about collecting business cards at industry events. It's a skill that can transform your entire fashion career. In this episode, we're going to unravel why networking is especially critical for those of you that are recent grads and provide actionable strategies to navigate the industry with confidence. Grab your notepads because we've got lots to cover and I'm about to spill all the networking secrets. Remember that moment when you toss your graduation cap high into the air, filled with hope and excitement, ready to start your career in the fashion industry? You probably envisioned yourself diving into the fashion world, ready to leave your mark. But the reality is, your degree didn't come with a golden ticket to your dream job. It's a scenario that every single grad that is just starting out in their career in this industry has experienced. It's a classic catch-22. We need experience to land the job of our dreams, but to gain experience, we need that very first job. I know you can relate. And this is exactly where networking comes in. In the fashion industry, relationships matter as much as, if not more, than resumes. Networking opens doors to opportunities that you might not discover otherwise. Whether it's landing your first job, securing internships, or learning about hidden job opportunities, networking is your secret weapon. Growing your professional community and your connections can make a massive difference in landing those crucial first jobs and getting your foot in the door. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing my top networking tips for aspiring industry professionals, from overcoming hesitation about outreach to identifying contacts, the importance of informational meetings, and converting connections into career opportunities. There is so much information to cover here today. Let's get started. I want us to collectively start with a moment of reflection. Take a minute to think about what networking means to you. When you hear the word networking, what thoughts come to mind? More importantly, what emotions does it stir within you? Does the idea of networking seem absolutely crucial, yet simultaneously intimidating? Chances are, as a recent grad or someone just starting out in the industry, you might not have the extensive experience or the numerous internships that seem to effortlessly open doors in the fashion industry for other people. Your network might still be in its early stages, and maybe it even feels non-existent. And the prospect of reaching out to industry veterans or even complete strangers might not exactly fill you with confidence. Does any of this sound familiar? If so, I want you to know that you're not alone. Many recent grads in the fashion industry share these exact same feelings. Unfortunately, connections are the currency of the fashion industry. Networking lays the foundation for your future career, which means you have to learn how to be good at it, or at the very least, practice until it feels a little bit more comfortable. But before you start reaching out to potential connections, you need to have a clear roadmap. Take a minute and imagine your career as a treasure map. What can I say? My brain works with visuals, and this imagery lays the foundation for this lesson to make it easier to understand. Trust me, and just go with it. So start by identifying your career goals and the types of connections that can help you achieve them. Now, when I say career goals, I'm not just talking about landing your dream job title. It's about defining your unique path in the fashion industry. In episode 13, we dive deep into identifying your career goals. If you're just tuning in, or if you haven't listened to it yet, head to mariahedian.com/smartgoals to learn how to set those career goals. There is also a worksheet that goes along with that episode to really help you narrow down exactly how to build out your career roadmap. I'll include the link in the show notes, but for now, let me give you a sneak peek of what this process entails. First, consider your ultimate destination. Where do you see yourself in the fashion industry? Do you aspire to be a fashion designer for your own brand, a savvy marketer for a fashion startup, a visual stylist for a well-known fashion house, or maybe even a sustainable fashion advocate? Once you've clearly defined your end goal, break it down into smaller, more achievable milestones. Next, let's talk about the types of connections that can help you out on this journey. For this part, I want you to go back to your visualization from the start of the episode where your career was a treasure map and networking was the compass. Now, I want you to picture your career goals like different islands on that map and each type of connection that we're going to be talking about as the bridge that will give you access to those islands, or in reality, it will help you get closer to your career dreams. Now, there are 5 very specific types of connections that can help you on your fashion career path. The first type are mentors and industry experts. These are seasoned professionals who have already explored the territory that you're heading toward. They can provide guidance, insights, and valuable advice to help you navigate the industry's challenges. Next, there's peers and colleagues. Now, these are fellow travelers on the same career path as you. Connecting with your peers allows you to exchange knowledge, share experiences, and offer mutual support. The fashion industry can be a really lonely place, and having these types of connections not only helps your career, but your mental health. It's important to remember that you're not alone in this journey. The next type of connections are industry insiders and influencers. These individuals have their fingers on the pulse of the industry. They can introduce you to trends, opportunities, and more importantly, key players that could significantly impact your career journey. Then there's potential employers and decision makers. These connections are crucial for landing internships, jobs, or freelance opportunities. They're the gatekeepers to entry-level positions that can get your foot in the door. The final type of connections are special interest groups and associations. Many people often forget to even consider these as an option when doing their outreach within the industry. These groups are like secret passages on your treasure map. Joining industry-specific associations or groups can provide exclusive access to resources, opportunities, events, and even insider knowledge. By identifying your career goals and understanding the types of connections that you need to reach out to them, you're laying down the groundwork for a purpose-driven networking journey. It's not just about collecting contacts. It's about building the bridges that will put you on the path to reaching your career goals. Now that we've identified your career goals and your potential connections, you'll want to put all of that newfound clarity into action. The key here is to challenge yourself. Do something that is outside of your comfort zone, like attending at least one industry networking event or informational meeting every month. Now, you're probably wondering, Maria, why is this important and how will it benefit my fashion career at this stage? What's the point? Well, let's dive deeper into this. First, regular participation in networking events or informational meetings is like an athlete training for a big game. It's your opportunity to practice and refine your networking skills. Just like an athlete can't expect to perform at their best without regular training and practice, you can't expect to make meaningful connections in the fashion industry without putting in the effort first. Above all else, remember that networking is a skill that's learned and perfected over time. The majority of us aren't good at it at the start. Heck, most of us don't even like to do it. But just like any other thing, the more that you do it, the more you practice and practice, the more comfortable it will feel, and I promise you, the better you'll get at it. Stepping out of your comfort zone and attending those events will also help you develop a powerful skill set. It strengthens your ability to engage in meaningful conversations, make lasting impressions, and build relationships. These are skills that will serve you well throughout your entire career, not just in networking situations and not just right now. Trust me when I tell you that as you gain experience, you will notice a significant boost in your self-confidence. This newfound confidence will spill over into other areas of your professional life. For example, you're going to find it easier to speak up at meetings, negotiate for better opportunities, and present your ideas with conviction. I want you to think of networking events as your personal treasure trove of opportunities. By attending them regularly, you will open doors to potential mentors, future employers, collaborators, and industry insiders. These are the people who can introduce you to job openings, offer you guidance, or even become lifelong mentors. Okay, so you've developed a strong network through your consistent networking efforts, you've made connections at events, engaged in meaningful conversations, and you've built a support system that you can rely on. But what if I told you there's another really powerful tool in your toolkit, something that can accelerate your journey even further? There is, and they're called informational interviews. Now imagine these interviews as your all-access backstage pass to the fashion industry. Informational interviews serve as a shortcut to understanding the industry and making well-informed decisions about your career. So let's get practical. Here are some steps to make the most of your informational interviews. Now take a moment to visualize yourself in these scenarios, as they will become a very important part of your networking journey. These steps are not only going to help you initiate conversations, but also create lasting connections. Now they're broken down into three easy-to-remember parts: listen, ask, follow up. First, and maybe the most important of the three, listen. During the informational interview, focus intently on what your interviewee is saying. Avoid distractions and make eye contact if it's an in-person meeting. Take lots of notes, both mental and written, to remember key points and questions that you want to ask. Then ask open-ended questions to encourage them to share their experiences and their insights a little bit more thoroughly. Paraphrase and summarize what they've said to show that you're engaged and to clarify your understanding. Listen to not only their words, but also to their tone and their body language. These can reveal additional layers of meaning. So take the time to really understand what the person's saying to you, listen to what they're saying, and in any moments that you can, summarize what they said back to them as part of your question, as part of your statement, as part of whatever you say, because then it really shows them that you have been listening. And that's only going to help you in this interview. Next is ask. Towards the end of the interview or the meeting, ask about their most valuable advice for someone starting in the industry or in the field. This question usually elicits helpful insights and will open the door to more in-depth discussions. The important thing to remember is to be specific in the questions that you ask. For example, you can ask about their career journey, the challenges that they faced, or the skills that they believe are essential for newcomers. Do not, and I repeat, do not just ask them questions you can find by looking on LinkedIn or Google, like where they've worked or where they went to school. This should have all been part of your research before your meeting. Don't be afraid to ask for book recommendations, courses, or resources that have been particularly helpful to them. What courses did they study to help them get to where they are? Did they get any certifications or specialize in any particular fields? All of these things are very important, and they're things that are very personal to the person that you're talking to. Only they can tell you firsthand what resources they use and what things help them along the way. Finally, follow up. After the interview, send a personalized thank you email expressing your gratitude for their time and insights. Mention something specific from the conversation to demonstrate that you listened, that you remembered, and that it really resonated with you. If they offered feedback on your work or your portfolio, apply their suggestions and inform them of your progress. This not only shows that you're committed, but it also keeps the door open for further interaction. If appropriate, suggest a follow-up meeting over coffee or a brief phone call. This continued engagement can lead to mentorship or even to valuable connections over time. Now, by being strategic with these steps, you're not only going to make the most of your informational interview or meeting, but you're also going to cultivate lasting relationships within your network. It's not just about what you learn during these interviews, but also about building a professional community that is going to support your career path, your journey, and your growth. We covered a lot of ground here today. Here are key takeaways to recap this episode. First, embrace networking. Understand how important it is for your career, especially for those of you that are just starting out. Next, define your career goals. Determine the types of connections that can help you navigate your chosen career path effectively. These include mentors and industry experts, peers and colleagues, industry insiders and influencers, employers and decision makers, and finally, special interest groups and associations. Now don't worry, I know it's a lot to remember, and for that reason, I created a PDF guide that breaks down all five of these connections, plus actionable items to get you started. Just head to mariahedian.com/connections to get your hands on this podcast bonus exclusive that will help you better navigate who to reach out to and actionable steps to help you do it. That's mariahedian.com/connections. I'll add the link to the show notes for easy access. Next, challenge yourself. Try attending at least one networking or informational meeting each month to build confidence and to open doors to valuable connections. And finally, go on informational interviews or meetings with industry professionals. Listen actively, ask them for their most valuable advice for newcomers, and don't forget to send those personalized thank you emails to express your appreciation for their time. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this powerful reminder. Your recent grad status is not a hurdle. It's an asset. I'm going to say this again. Your recent grad status is not a hurdle. It's an asset. In the world of networking, seasoned professionals are usually really happy to guide newcomers just like you on their journey. They've walked the path that you're just beginning, and they appreciate the enthusiasm and fresh perspectives that you bring. So don't hesitate to approach those industry veterans, initiate those informational interviews, and seek their invaluable personal career advice. You possess a unique perspective, a hunger to learn, and the determination to succeed. Your journey in the fashion industry has only just begun, and the connections that you'll make along the way will shape your path to success. Embrace the opportunities that network provides. Build those meaningful relationships and stay dedicated to your dreams. Your recent grad status is your badge of potential, and the fashion industry is ready to welcome your talent and your ambition. You just have to be resourceful, creative, and very strategic about it. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Into the Fashion Industry Career Podcast. Stay inspired, stay confident, and remember that every connection that you make brings you one step closer to realizing your fashion career dreams. Please share this episode with any other aspiring industry professionals in your network who could benefit from this advice. And if you enjoyed today's show, I would be eternally grateful if you could leave a quick review to help more fashion professionals find this podcast. Join me next week as we talk about one of my absolute favorite things and the one thing that helped me make my career what it is today, cold emailing. Until then, start having those conversations and connecting. The opportunities are out there waiting for you. Bye for now.